Thank you for joining this guided prayer walk. In the coming time, I'm going to lead you through a time of prayer for our city. I'll share scripture with you, pray, give some topics to pray for. Most importantly, I will say nothing to give you space to pray. Today's focus is the government and local authorities. Lord Jesus, as I enter prayer now, I lift my eyes to you. Heavenly Father, I long to connect to your heart today. Jesus, I worship you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Holy Spirit, guide me as I pray. I long to partner with you as I pray for your kingdom to come. And so I begin with praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The focus of our prayer time today is the government and local authorities. Jesus, I'm thankful that I get to live in this city. I'm thankful that I can pray in freedom, own a Bible in freedom, and that Christians in our country can gather in freedom. I realize that there are many of my brothers and sisters around the world who are under constant threat and persecution for these same things. So as I pray for our government and local authorities today, I begin with expressing thanks to you. Thank you that I can live in a country that compared to so many other nations in the world, is considered safe, prosperous, stable, and cares well for its people. I thank you for all those that are committed to carry out responsibilities in our city that benefit those who live here, including me, my family, and my friends. First Timothy 2 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Today, Lord, I pray for our local and our national authorities. As I name them before you, I bless them in Jesus' name. Prime Minister Mark Rutte and the ministers of the Dutch government, I bless you in the name of Jesus. The mayor of Groningen, Koen Schuiling, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Chief of Police in Noord-Nederland, Gerry Veldhuis, I bless you in the name of Jesus. All the 45 members of the local council, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all these men and women that are dedicating their lives to serve the people of our country and our city. I pray that your blessing and favor will follow them. Whether they believe in you or not, whether the way that they carry out their responsibilities honors you or not, I bless them because you have called me to be a blessing to the world around me. Romans 13 verse 4 calls those in authority servants of God for your good. And so as I walk around my neighborhood or perhaps a park or in a forest or wherever, I realize that there are people who make decisions that affect the people that I pass by. I realize that decisions of government officials affect the world around me, the streets that I walk on, the shops that I've strolled along, and what is going on behind the doors that I've passed by. I pray for our government and local authorities. I pray that in everything they will observe justice. I pray that there will always be an awareness that they are serving with and dealing with people, not problems or numbers or figures. I pray that you will bless them with wisdom in every situation, especially in the current time of dealing with the virus, but also cultural shifts and big challenges. Holy Spirit, I pray that you put in our government leaders and those in authority a healthy fear of God. I pray that they will have an awareness that there is a God in heaven from which they have received their authority and is watching how they are carrying this one out. So I pray that, as it says in Micah 6, they will act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Lastly, I pray your blessing over the local police force. You've called them to an often difficult and dangerous job. So I pray for protection, sensitivity, and wisdom as they go out on the streets, as they correct, arrest, even get in arm's way for my benefit. Lord, I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you that my prayers are meaningful to you. Thank you that somehow, even though I cannot see it, they contribute to change because I've prayed to an Almighty Father who has given power and authority to the prayers of his children. Therefore, receive my prayers as an offering and use them, Lord, to unleash your kingdom in our city. Amen.